As it celebrates its 50th anniversary, the Rose Art Museum at Brandeis University is reemerging with a fresh look. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports that the revival rests on hopes that the renovated Rose will move on from the bad feelings of 2 years ago when the school almost closed the museum and sold off its art.
World-famous pop artist James Rosenquist is one of the many who had bad feelings. He pulled out of a 2010 show at the Rose in response to the controversy. Rosenquist's large-scale piece, Two 1959 People, is part of the Rose's original trove of 1960s masterworks, and now it's back on the renovated museum's freshly painted walls. The 78-year-old artist puts his face right up to the canvas to see how it's fared over time. He admits he's relieved it wasn't sold.
I think Marcel Duchamp said, I put the best I can in my work, and either it has a life of its own or it doesn't. And I've had a lot of experiences of my work having a life of its own. And that is, my F-111 painting I sold for $25,000 was eventually bought by the Museum of Modern Art for $5 million. So anyway... So I know all about that stuff, and so it's nice to have my painting exhibited here.
Rosenquist's painting hangs alongside pieces by his contemporaries in a new show called Art at the Origin. It was curated by Dabney Haley, the museum's new director of academic programs. She says the Rose's first curator, Sam Hunter, made some very smart acquisitions between 1961 and 1965.
Every one of them is an iconic work. Really, the Marisol behind you, James Rosenquist, Lichtenstein, Rauschenberg, James Brooks, Alex Katz.
Andy Warhol, the list goes on. Taken together, they capture a milestone moment in the history of American art, according to Brandeis alumni Adam Weinberg. He came back to check out the new Rose too and tells artist James Rosenquist that he remembers his piece well.
I spent an awful lot of time sitting here on the floor staring at your painting.
Oh, my, no.
I did.
Weinberg graduated in 1977. Today, he's the director of the Whitney Museum of American Art in New York.
It's one thing to look at slides in a dark room as an art historian. It's another thing to actually see the pigment, to see the color, to see the texture. You know, looking at Jim Rosenquist's painting here, the ability to have access to high-quality artworks, I think, is critical for any student who's learning art history.
And that's one of the reasons why Weinberg was heartbroken and horrified 2 years ago when works like Rosenquist's seemed destined for the auction block. In recession-strapped 2009, the school's endowment plummeted. That's when former Brandeis president Yehuda Reinhartz announced plans to sell the collection and close the museum. Again, Adam Weinberg.
A university is about education, and a museum is about preserving artworks. And those are my two fundamental concerns, that, you know, people gave the artworks as a trust to the university, and it saddened me that a trust had been broken.
That was clear to Fred Lawrence. He took over as president of Brandeis early this year.
I knew when I started on January 1st that among the things I wanted to attend to very early on would be to try to reach a resolution of the Rose Museum situation.
After a legal settlement this past summer that prohibited Brandeis from selling the 7,500-piece collection, Lawrence says it was critical to make things right with disaffected parties, including angry board members, artists, and alumni such as Adam Weinberg. Does he think the Rose's reputation and credibility have been salvaged with its reopening?
Trust takes time. Trust is built. It's not something that happens instantly. And that's what was, I think, you know, very hard, because after 50 years of building a great collection with a series of fabulous directors and curators and very supportive presidents, it had distinguished itself in a very, very short time. And it will take time for people to develop maybe that sense of trust. But the great thing is the works are still here.
Here for current students, such as senior art history major Merrill Feinstein. She's been on campus before, during, and after the Rose Museum situation erupted, and says there's one more faction that needs to be won over, her peers. While many students protested, she says others barely paid attention.
a lot of people just never went there. There were no academic programs there, so there was no reason to be involved and no reason to be upset when it happened.
And Feinstein thinks that apathy might have contributed to the Rose situation in the first place. She's looking forward to the future, though, and will be working as a gallery guide to get fellow students interested in the on-campus museum. The Rose just acquired a new work, so the collection is growing, and Brandeis is nearing the end of its search for a new museum director. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.